As Jesus goes out into the desert, we see that he is tempted by Satan. And in the same way, you know, in our own lives, we're being tempted by Satan every day. And we see all the evil that's in the world. We see the darkness that is caused by people falling into these temptations. And we have this holy season of Lent to help us fight against those temptations. You know, we take on those extra things so that we don't fall into those temptations that the devil wants us to. You know, we're given that chance to help fortify ourselves so that we can always be saying yes to God. You know, there's St. Thomas Aquinas, one of the great saints of the church, one of our great doctors, great mind. You know, he thought he had this great battle against temptation. You know, his family wanted him to become a Benedictine so that he could become an abbot and he'd have all the prestige of being, you know, this Benedictine abbot. And he was sent off to go study. And as he was studying, he saw that there was this new order, this younger order, the Dominicans, and he fell in love with them. And he wanted to join them. And his parents got upset, so they took him. They threw him in, you know, house arrest, locked him in a castle, wouldn't let him out. And they tried for a whole year for him to give up and to say that he didn't want to be a Dominican anymore. But he was so in love with the idea of becoming a Dominican that he would always say no. And his brothers, they came up with this great idea. You know, they'd rent a prostitute and they'd send her in there, thinking that, you know, Thomas would not be able to overcome the temptation of her. And so they sent her in there and he chased her off, you know, with a torch, sending her away. And it said that as he fought against that temptation, as he chased her away, that the angels came and wrapped a cord of purity around his waist so that he would not fall into the temptation of impurity ever. But it was through that saying no in that time of temptation that he was given this great gift. And we see that, you know, even Jesus, as he was in the desert, you know, fighting off these temptations of Satan, that the angels were there ministering to him. But we see that the first thing we have to do is we have to have that desire to say no. We have to avoid those temptations at all costs. But we also have to ask from that help. You know, without that grace of God, you know, without the help of, you know, the angels and saints praying for us, you know, we think of how much more we'd fall into sin, how much more we would say yes to those temptations of Satan. And we wouldn't be where we are if it wasn't for those things. And it's a daily battle for us to say no. But that's what, you know, this penitential season of Lent helps us to do. You know, when we have a fast, you know, we're saying no to something we like. We're saying no to food. And it helps us to say no when those temptations come. You know, sometimes, you know, we'll pick out things that are easy for us to give up during Lent. We'll pick out things that are very easy for us to do. But God's calling us to more. He wants us to do something that, you know, makes us struggle a bit. Not something that's impossible, but something that is not going to be easy for us. Something that we have to overcome. So that God will give us those graces that we need to overcome in the future. Now, just like St. Thomas Aquinas, you know, in his struggle and his saying no in that moment of temptation, you know, God's going to give us those graces. But it's always going towards him. It's always seeking him out. And when we do fall in those temptations, you know, we have that great mercy of God. We're able to go to confession, and we're able to have our sins absolved. You know, we see in the first reading, you know, God was so mad at the sin of the world that he wiped everybody out. And we flooded the whole earth. And we even see, Jonah, he's going to Nineveh, and he thought that there was no way that that city was going to be able to repent. And he thought they were going to be wiped away, just like other times. But we see that they repented. They changed their ways. In the same way, God is asking us during the season of Lent to change our ways. To get rid of those places of sin in our life. To look at those places that we put ourselves in that tempt us. Those places that we need to be able to be fortified so we can just say no to the allurement of Satan. And so that we can always say yes to God. And we always praise God for those great gifts that He gives us. And we know that one of the greatest gifts He gives is Himself in the Eucharist. And we always need to be asking for Him to fortify us, with those graces that are contained in the Eucharist. And as we come up for communion, just asking Him to help us during the season of Lent, so that we can overcome those temptations, we can overcome those sins in our life, and that we can always say yes to His will. Not just our will, but the will of God. That we may do all that we do in His name.